If you feel lost and confused in your life about what you should do, what you shouldn't do, why do you think the way you think, which thought is right, which thought is wrong, this is Brown Santa talking to you about the matters of head and your heart. Keep listening, boo-boo. I love you.
Hey everybody. There's something I wanted to share about how till now in my life I have stopped doing things what I really should have been doing, and I never realized why I never started a task or something, a project or a hobby or a target, a goal in life, and I never went through it all the way. And now this is something I have realized, that our minds are so designed to give us reasons to stop doing what we are doing, because our body and mind just wants to be comfortable as possible, and whatever options it gives for you to be comfortable, or whatever reasons your mind will give you not to pursue the uncomfortable actions that will lead you to completing your goals in life or your target in life, or just a small thing like going to the gym. Like whenever you have a thought of going to the gym, your mind will start giving you reasons for not going to the gym. It will start giving you start reminding you of things that you need to take care of, which will sound much more important to you at the point that you will just quit the idea of going to the gym and start pursuing or doing something else, which is also important. I'm not saying that those things are not important, but at the same time, what you really should have been doing was planning what to do and when to do, and not putting away the task which will give you more pain, which will challenge you more as a person, which will challenge your character, your commitment towards doing things. This is something like my father has been telling me all my life since I was a kid. I remember him telling him, have a timetable, always have a timetable with you, and I never listened to him. And it's only like last 3 years or maybe two, I must say, that I bought a big calendar, a calendar with big squares, empty squares, and with dates in them. And what I do is every morning I write down on that calendar what time did I sleep last night and what time did I wake up. And I have been trying to push my wake up time to 4 o'clock in the morning, which I haven't achieved yet, but every day I do write on the calendar what time did I wake up. And every time I go and write in the morning, I have a thought in my head, okay, tomorrow I want to write 4 a.m. on this calendar that I woke up at 4 a.m. And for that 4 a.m. I have to sleep early, which is also really, really tough for me to do. But I have been trying to work on it. But this is something like I have been a very, very disorganized person in my entire life. Like I have never ever completed anything that I ever started. I do have compassion. I do have, when I start getting into something, I really get into it and I really, really work towards it. I love it. I can see, this is also something I have realized about myself, that when I really, really love something to do, I really go for it and I give it my all. And when I really don't like anything, like there are people I have met who can do things that they really don't like for a long time, I am just not that kind of person. I can only do what my heart starts liking, and it doesn't mean that I will choose something easy. It just means that something that go with my chemistry, the way I am wired, the things that I can do. I'm being a writer, being an actor, being an artist, I just love making art. I just love being on stage, whether I am reading a poem or I am doing a scene or I am reading a play or I am trying to write a play or I am writing poetry or I am reading any book. That's something that I really, really, really enjoy and do, and this is something I have been working towards, making a living out of my passion. I know this is not going to be easy, but these small steps of getting up early in the morning and writing it on the calendar, what time you wake up, what did you do, and by the end of the day, what I do is I have a list of things that I write that I put check marks on, like a couple of things, like related to my work that I do. I have a couple of questions that I check mark every day, like, did you write something today? Did you read something today? Did you make any money today? Did you go for running today? Did you exercise today? Did you meditate today? Did you give yourself enough time to work on things today? Did you give up on something? And things like those. And what I could have done better. By the end of the night, every night I just sit down and I talk to myself, and I sometimes write it as well, that if I could have restarted this whole day since the time I wake up, what time I could have utilized in a better manner. And it's all about the time, man. It's all about the time. You only got 24 hours in a day, and there are not enough hours to do always what we want to do. And sometimes this is also something I have been trying to work on myself. Like I always used to disgust people who are too much on their social media, and I never realized, man, you really don't feel disgusted about them. What really troubles you is that you are addicted to social media as well, and you are not able to take control of it. And as our minds and bodies are designed not to find faults in ourselves, but to find the same faults in somebody else and hate them for it, or be dislike them for it. But disliking yourself is something that humans are not designed to do, and we shouldn't dislike ourselves. It's just that we need to point out that sometimes I do this exercise, like, okay, if I don't like somebody, why I don't like them? Okay, what are the qualities that I like, don't like them? And are these qualities which I don't like in them, am I also doing the same things that they are doing? And then I'm like, oh shit, you really don't dislike them. What you dislike is that you do the same thing, and you can't hate yourself, so you are just passing on the hate to somebody else. And by doing this, I am really taking away the chance to get better, to realize my own mistakes, to realize to not bullshit myself, to not give myself a pass for doing things and feeling disgust for the same things if somebody else do it. It's all about tricking the mind. If we don't wire our own mind, then Our mind is just designed to wire itself. It's going to take information from different places and it will just, it's gonna keep working. If you don't work on it, it will keep working. It's like, it's gonna make something crazy and it's going to make something which is you are not going to like in the past years of your life. You are not going to like how you will be or what you will be in the later years of your life, because all your life you just chose comfort, and comfort kills, man. Comfort kills. Comfort is the biggest enemy that we have, and our mind will only push us towards comfort. It will only push us towards doing things which make us feel good, which make us feel comfortable. And comfort is not always your best friend. That's it, man. That's it for today. I guess this is something, and it's a constant battle. It's not something like I am talking to you right now about all this and I have won. Okay, this is something. Oh, this is not a checklist that you can check and you can say, okay, tomorrow all this thought process is going to be already there. It will come eventually. The thought process of the positive thought process of pursuing the uncomfortable things will come eventually, but it won't come just like that. It will come by practice every day. It's like pulling weeds out of your head every morning and then planting good seeds every morning. It's going to be a chore. It's a chore that you have to do it yourself. Nobody else can do it. Your mother can do it for you. Your father, your teachers, your books can do it for you. Your books can teach you how to do it, but you will have to do it by yourself. It doesn't matter how many books you're reading if you're not applying the concepts that those books are enforcing, if you're not applying those concepts in your life. And that's also the problem that we have so much hate in this world right now with religions, because we read religious books but we don't really apply those principles in our life. We don't have a self-check system of living that, am I also following the teachings that I am preaching? So it's hard. Checking yourself, improving your mistake, admitting your mistakes, that's the hardest thing to do. But believe it or not, this will make you a better person. This will, checking your own mistakes and not giving in on the very sensitive moments, not giving up in the sensitive moments, and being strong and telling your mind to shut up and you do what you really should be doing. Comfort kills, man. Comfort kills.